the 2018 teaching series in Canada. Guided session on observing mind meditation, part 2. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
我们现在开始讲今天下午的课。
So we are going to begin now with our afternoon teaching.
今天下午的课的内容呢，就是跟我们上午的这个课程的内容是一个内容。
What we are talking about this afternoon is a continuation of what we were talking about this morning.
然后上午呢，我们讲了一些这个禅修的一些概论，还有一些具体的方法。
So this morning, we presented an overview of meditation practices and also explained several concrete techniques.
然后下午呢，我们再进一步的介绍这个禅修的具体的方法。
And so this afternoon, what I would like to go on to do is continue to talk about the concrete technique for practicing meditation.
然后禅修有很多种方法，不同的方法。
There are many different styles and methods of meditation.
然后这个禅修的分类也是很多。
And many different schools of meditation.
但是基本上所有的禅修都可以归纳为两种禅修。
But in general, it's possible to categorize meditation into two main types.
那其中一个就叫做机智。
The first category is shamatha meditation.
然后机智呢，主要是让我们的心平静。
And the primary purpose of shamatha meditation is to bring the mind to calmness.
然后临时的可以控制一些我们的烦恼。
And it also enables us to temporarily control our afflictions and negative thoughts.
同时也可以缓解压力，调整这个睡眠，也有些这样的作用。
It also has the capacity to help us reduce our stress and assist our sleep and so on.
然后第二种禅修就是升观，升观主要是有智慧、有觉悟的禅修。
The second type or category of meditation is Vipassana meditation or insight meditation. This is meditation that leads to the wisdom of awakening.
这个禅修呢，它可以断除我们的所有的烦恼。
And this kind of meditation has the capacity to eliminate all of our affliction.
可以永久的可以断除所有的烦恼。
That is, it is able to permanently eliminate our affliction.
那么所有的佛教的这个禅修，就是这两种禅修。
So all of the different Buddhist methods of meditation can be classified into these two types.
然后我们今天讲的这个禅修呢， 主要是这个机智方面的禅修。
And the kind of meditation that we are teaching on today is a style of shamatha meditation.
但是这个机智呢，如果修机智的这个过程当中，它也有可能变成升观。也就比如说我们打坐的时候呢，开始的时候这是一个这个心很平静，没有别的。 但是在中途呢，产生了智慧，这也有可能的。如果是有智慧，那就变成了这个升观。It
is possible, though, that in the course of practicing shamatha meditation, that we give rise to wisdom, and therefore that the practice becomes one of insight meditation. So it's possible that we might begin meditating on shamatha in a state of calmness and stillness, and then give rise to wisdom in the course of meditation. This is possible.
禅修的具体的方法。 我们首先讲这个禅修的这些准备的工作。
So first I would like to discuss the preparation that we need to do prior to meditating.
然后禅修的环境是非常的重要，尤其是我们初步的这个禅修，也就是初学者刚刚修禅的人就外面的这些声音啊，这些都很有很大的这个干扰，所以最好有条件的话，就是避开这些干扰。
So the first thing to mention is the environment in which we meditate. The environment is very important, especially for beginners, because sounds and other things in our environment have the potential to distract us from our meditation. So if conditions permit, it is advisable to avoid these conditions that are distracting.
所以比如说有些周末还有节假日这样子的时候都到周边的一些比较安静的地方去打坐那这个很有帮助，比如说闭关两天三天这样子的禅修是有帮助的。
So that's why during holidays or on weekends, it is very helpful to take ourselves to a place that is quiet and spend a couple of days in retreat.
平时呢，在自己的家里打坐。
But most of the time, we do our meditation practice at home.
时间比较好的选择最佳时间就是早上。
The best time, the most ideal time to meditate is in the morning.
比如说我们平时的话没有那么多的时间去打坐，可能每天就可能只能打一次，那这样子的话就最好选择早上。
If we don't have much time to meditate, if we can only choose one time during the day, then the best time is during the morning.
然后家里嘛，如果有佛堂那就在佛堂里面打坐。
And if you have a shrine at home, a shrine room at home, then this is the best place to meditate.
那没有这个佛堂的话，那就是在卧室、在床上或者是任何一个地方都可以打坐。
If you don't have a shrine at home, then you can meditate in your bedroom, sitting on your bed, or in any place is okay.
打坐的时候首先比如说我们打坐准备打一个小时的坐这样子的话首先好好想一想这个一个小时之内我要做什么需要做的需要处理的这些事情全部处理好。
So if we intend to sit down for a meditation session of 1 hour, it's important that beforehand we think about all the things that we need to do and make sure that we complete them, we get them done before sitting down to meditate.
因为打坐的时候在中间是不能间断。
The reason for this is that we can't interrupt our meditation session in the middle.
所以我们要处理的这些所有的事情都提前处理好提前准备好。
So that's why it's important that everything that we need to do, we do it in advance, we make all preparations we need in advance.
比如说门和窗关或者是开还有比如说上洗手间还有把电话关掉等等这些事情这些小事情都要处理好。
So we need to make sure that we attend to small details such as closing or opening the doors and windows, going to the bathroom beforehand if we need to, turning off our phone and things like this.
然后这个打坐的时候我们要注意三个方面。
And when we actually do meditate, it's important that we pay attention to 3 things.
这个三个方面第一个是身体的姿势。
The first of these is our bodily posture.
身体的姿势，这些是我们在不同的场合已经讲了很多很多很多次了。
About the bodily postures, this is something that Kempo has already taught on many times in different locations.
这些都是比较简单的，我们可以从这个网络上的视频也可以学 也可以的，但是今天啊，因为大家可能也许有没有听过的，所以也要简单的介绍一下。
These are all quite simple. Everyone can, learn more about them from teachings that are available online. But it is possible that there are people here today who haven't, heard or studied these before. So Kempo will give a brief overview.
我们打坐的时候，尤其是啊，刚刚开始学打坐的时候，这个身体的姿势是很重要的。
When we start out meditating as beginners, our physical posture is extremely important.
我们啊以这样子的姿势去打坐的话，我们的心就比较容易静下来。
If we use the postures that are, if we adopt the postures that are recommended and meditate in this way, then it has great benefit for us in terms of being able to bring our minds into a state of calmness.
好，首先这个身体的姿势有七个方面。首先啊，腿最好啊能够盘起来啊。如果是腿不方便啊，疼啊，或者是各种原因啊，实在是不能腿这个盘的话，那就也坐在沙发椅子上打坐也可以。
So the first point, there are 7 points in total. The first point to observe is how we sit. We should be sitting cross-legged. Of course, if this is painful or for people who can't do this, then sitting normally on a chair or a sofa is okay too.
好，然后呢，佛教的这个打坐的这个姿势啊，跟其他的这些像瑜伽啊，这些都是有一点点不一样的。那佛教的第一个就是盘腿啊，这个方面呢可能没有太大的不一样。
So in terms of the Buddhist, the postures that we adopt during meditation in Buddhism, they're a bit different to other postures in disciplines like yoga. But in terms of crossing the legs, this is pretty common.
好，佛教的好，然后第二啊，我们的手两个手啊，可以这样子放在这个膝盖上啊，放在膝盖上这样子打坐也可以，这是一种方法。
With our hands, one approach is we can just rest our hands on our knees like this.
然后平时比较常用的啊，就是像左手啊放下面，右手放上面，然后两个拇指啊，大拇指碰头啊，最后呢，这个就叫做禅定的收音啊，禅定的收音。然后这个禅定的收音就放在这个肚脐下面的四个手指，在中医里面啊，这叫做丹田啊，就放在丹田啊，这样子啊，这是第二。
The other common hand posture that we use is called the meditation mudra, and this is when we rest our right hand in the palm of our left hand, bring our thumbs together, and then place our hands at the point about 4 fingers width beneath our navel.
然后第三啊，两个胳膊啊，就是要这样子张开啊，两个胳膊张开。
And the third point is that we need to spread our shoulders.
啊，身体要端正啊，不论向左、向右外、向前、向后啊，这是要端正。
The fourth point is to sit upright, so we shouldn't be leaning forwards or back or to the left or the right.
这是第四。
That's the fourth point.
第五啊，头啊，稍微往前低头。
The fifth point is to slightly lower our head, slightly lower our chin.
大约就是这样子啊，稍微往前低头。
Just like this, slightly forward.
好，然后第六，眼睛啊，平时我们不需要看佛像，不需要看什么的时候呢，就是往前看啊，往下看啊，但是不要这个。闭着眼睛啊，要睁开眼睛，半闭的状态。
And as for the sixth point, when it's not necessary for us to be looking at a Buddha image or anything like that during our meditation, then we should have our gaze oriented slightly past the tip of our nose. But our eyes shouldn't be closed. Our eyes should be in a half open.
我们很多人啊喜欢闭着眼睛打坐。但是要 睁开眼睛啊，睁开眼睛，不要啊闭着眼睛，对吧？这因为如果是闭着眼睛的话，开始的时候啊，就是稍微如果稍微能够静下来，但是呢，啊五分钟十分钟以后就会啊会困啊会睡着，所以就是睁开眼睛。
The reason that we should keep our eyes open rather than having them closed is that if we close them in the beginning, it might be a little easier for us to settle the mind. However, after a while, this will just make us feel drowsy and we'll fall asleep.
然后第七就是呼吸啊，呼吸呢，口腔、鼻孔同时啊，正常的呼吸，就可以啊，轻松的、自然的、放松的，整个的这个身体要达到一个这样子的状态。
And the seventh point is our breathing. So we should be breathing normally, naturally, in a relaxed way.
啊，这个是第一个啊，就是身体的姿势。
So that is the first thing that we should pay attention to, our bodily postures.
然后第二呢，啊，就是因为我们平时啊，就我们的内心当中有特别多、特别多的杂念，这个我们今天上午给大家讲过了。那如果在这个这么多的啊杂念啊，在这个当中我们去打坐啊，然后我们的心是静不下来啊，所以就把这些杂念啊排除啊，就是清空啊，也就是把我们的内心清空，把这些杂念清理，然后再打坐啊，这样子效果就比较好。
The second thing concerns our distracting thoughts. As we mentioned this morning, usually our minds are full of distracting thoughts. And if we meditate in this state, then we won't be able to settle our minds. And so that's why it's necessary that we expel these thoughts from our mind, or that we cleanse our thoughts of these, our minds of these thoughts prior to beginning to meditate.
好。然后第二啊，我们这个开始清理这个杂念的时候啊，就是通过什么样的方法清理呢？一个是通过呼吸啊，另外一个呢就是一种观想啊，通过观想和呼吸就把所有的这个情绪杂念啊排除，然后再打坐。
So the method that we use to expel these various thoughts and thoughts from our mind is to work with the breath and a visualization. So it's by combining these two that we expel these thoughts from our mind.
好，首先大家看这里啊，我们的左手啊，左手的大拇指啊，摁住啊，这个倒数第二就是无名指。啊，摁住这个无名指的指根啊，摁住无名指的指根，然后呢，其他的四个手指啊，放在这个大拇指上面啊，那这个就叫做金刚拳，就是一种拳头啊，金刚拳。
So everybody please look at my hand. What we do here is we press the thumb of our left hand into the base of the fourth finger and press the base of the fourth finger and then fold the other fingers over the top and make what we call a Vajra fist.
然后啊，我们的大腿的腿根啊，左和右有两个血脉，就是经脉和动脉啊。然后这个金刚拳就摁住这个大腿腿根的这个筋啊，这个血脉啊上面啊摁住。
And then there is a pressure point in the fold of our leg in our groin. So at this energy point or pressure point, we bring our fist to this point and press it.
好，这个做好了以后呢，然后就是右手啊，右手又是一样，我们把这个大拇指摁住啊，倒数第二的这个无名指的指根。
And then with our right hand, we again press our thumb into the base of our fourth finger.
然后呢，把三个手指放在大拇指上面，把食指伸出来啊，然后手心啊朝上，先啊放在膝盖上。
And then we fold over the other fingers, but keep our index finger extended this time, and then rest that hand on our knee.
好，现在啊，这个做好了以后，现在我们把这个右手的食指那这样子上来，摁住这个右边的鼻孔啊，摁住右边的鼻孔，摁住之前要深深的吸一口气，然后再摁住。
So what we need to do then is bring this hand, bring our index finger up and close our right nostril over. But prior to pressing our right nostril, we need to inhale, draw in one breath.
好，摁住了以后，然后我们刚刚吸了一口气了啊，这个气就从左边的鼻孔啊，这样子长长的排出去。
And then we exhale that breath that we just inhaled. We exhale it via our left nostril with a long exhalation.
好，排出去了以后呢，这手指松开，松开以后再吸一口气，然后又摁住，摁住的时候又从左边的鼻孔又排出去。
And then we do the same thing. We release the hand. We inhale again. Press the nostril closed and then exhale.
好，这个时候主要的就是观想啊，观想什么呢？我们把这个我们的所有的我们心里的这些念头啊，各种各样的杂念、烦恼、焦虑、压力等等啊，这些全部的负面的这些情绪，都变成了一种黑色的气体。而这个黑色的气体呢，又黑又脏，又黑又脏，这样子的，这变成了一种这样子的这个气体，然后就从左边的鼻孔拍到体外这样子观想这是观想。
And then the visualization that we perform during this process is we visualize that the breath that we have just drawn in, we visualize it in the, and then the breath that we are expelling, we visualize in the form of a black vapor. So we are visualizing that all of our anxiety, stress,afflictions, negative thoughts and emotions and so forth are taking the form of this black vapor and that we are expelling it from our body through the exhalation.
好，这个左边的鼻孔拍了三次就是三次，然后呢我们换这个左右手现在就是用右手用大拇指摁住这个无名指的指根，然后做这个金刚拳，然后就放在这个右腿腿根的血脉上面稍微摁压住摁住这个是跟刚才讲的是一样。然后呢我们用左手左手的这个食指然后从这样子鼻摁住这个左边的鼻孔，然后深吸气，然后就是从右边的鼻孔就拍出一二三这跟刚才前面是一样。
So after we have exhaled three times through our left nostril, then we change sides. We make a Vajra fist with our right hand this time and press it into the pressure point in the fold of our right leg. And then we press our left nostril closed and exhale through our right nostril. We do this three times.
然后观想的方法都是一样观想的时钟都是左右都是一样，就是把我们的所有的烦恼变成黑色气体排除就是这观想，观想都是一样。
The visualization that we perform is the same throughout this entire step. So on each side, we visualize our afflictions in the form of a black vapor.
然后呢最后就是左右大家看这里左右两个手一起大拇指摁住这个无名指的指根，然后就是做这样子的金刚拳，然后同时摁住这个左右的这个经脉和动脉摁住，然后呢摁住以后呢，然后我们左右两个鼻孔首先吸一口气，然后再排出就是我们刚才那样子排出一二三排出一次二三次。
And after having done it three times on the right side, then we make two vajra fists. We press them into the pressure point on both sides, and then we inhale once, and then we exhale through both of our nostrils. And this process we repeat three times in total.
排气的时候，首先吸一口气啊，然后这样子。
So prior to exhaling, we inhale first.
好，这样子排气一次、两次、三次。
Three times in total.
啊，一共是九次了。
So in total, left, right, and together, it's nine times.
好，然后九次的排出完了以后呢，然后我们再观想啊，观想我们的身体啊，都变成了一个非常的透明啊，然后就非常的这个干净。啊，就像一个玻璃杯啊，洗得非常干净一样，最后就是身体就变成了这样子，透明纯洁的。
And then lastly, we visualize that through our body, through having expelled all of our afflictions, is now in an extremely clean, transparent, and pure state, just like a glass.
好，然后呢？第二啊，这是第二，第三啊，第三啊，就是开始观想啊，我们在我们的前面啊，观想一尊释迦牟尼佛。
So that's the second step. Now the third step is we visualize in front of us the Shakyamuni Buddha.
然后释迦牟尼佛就坐在这个莲台啊上面，坐在莲花座上面。
And we visualize the Shakyamuni Buddha seated on a lotus.
然后我们把我们的所有的上师啊，所有的上师也跟啊这个跟佛陀观相为一体。
And we visualize all of our teachers as indivisible from the Buddha.
然后这个啊，观想完了以后呢，我们向释迦牟尼佛祈祷祈请。
And after we have visualized the Buddha in front of us, we then supplicate the Buddha.
啊，祈请的内容是什么呢？啊，我们以非常的虔诚的心啊，祈请释迦牟尼佛为我加持啊，我能够在这一座啊当中修处。禅定啊，就是这样子祈祷。
And in terms of what we supplicate the Buddha, we, with great devotion, we supplicate the Buddha to bless us so that in this meditation session we might achieve meditative concentration.
好，然后祈祷的过程当中，我们可以念这个佛的名号，比如说啊，南无本师释迦牟尼佛啊，这样子的佛的名号。或者是佛的这个心咒啊，大家到门内门内嘛门内说，像这样子的这个心咒，我也可以。
When we are supplicating the Buddha, we can chant the Buddha's name. We can also chant the Buddha's heart mantra.
好，这个时间就不需要很长时间，大概三五分钟这样就够。
So we don't need to spend a great deal of time on this stage of practice. 3 to 5 minutes is okay.
然后这个啊，观想好了以后呢，我们啊祈祷完了以后，我们再观想释迦牟尼佛啊，从这个边上啊，从身体的这个边缘上啊，逐步逐步的变成啊一个很小的光。
So after we have visualized the Buddha, we then supplicate the Buddha, and then finally we visualize the Buddha slowly dissolving from the outer extremities of his body into light.
然后这个光啊，越来越小，越来越小，最后就变成了一个很小很小的光的啊啊这个。明点，比如说像一颗我们的佛珠啊，这个佛珠这么，或者是一粒豌豆啊，这么小的一个亮点啊，变成了一个明亮的点。
And then we visualize this light becoming increasingly small until finally it's just the size of a pearl or a drop. So this drop of light that the Buddha dissolves into is just like a bead on a string of prayer beads or the size of a pea.
好，然后呢，这个光从我们的头顶啊，我们每个人的头顶有头发的发旋，从这个地方啊进入我们的身体，然后呢，这个光一直往下走啊，走到这个我们的心间啊这个位置。到了这个心间啊心口这个位置的时候，然后我们再观想我们的心啊跟佛的智慧啊融为一体啊，最后就是变成了无二无别。
And then we visualize this pearl of light entering our bodies via the crown of our head, through the top of our heads, and then descending through our body until it reaches our heart space. And when the drop or the pearl of light reaches this point, we then visualize our mind and the Buddha's wisdom as being indivisible from each other.
然后这个光啊，跟我们的心融为一体的时候，然后我们啊，这个时候就把心啊平静下来，把这些所有的念头啊杂念啊让他们都平静下来啊，放下啊这些念头，最后我们啊就在一个没有任何的念头非常平静的状态当中啊，就是停留啊，那这个停留呢可能就两分钟两三分钟啊这样子的时间啊就可以的。
And when we visualize this pearl of light mingling with our minds, then we let go of all thought activity and we rest in a calm state. We just rest in this natural state for just a short period, 1 or 2 or 3 minutes is okay.
真悟的人啊，已经真悟了，已经开悟了的人，这个时候他就会进入啊真悟的境界。
For those who have already realized the nature of mind, at this point they will abide in the natural state of mind.
然后没有真悟的人呢，那这个时候只能啊心里什么都不想啊，把所有的杂念放下啊，不要有任何的杂念，在这种状态当中停留啊，一分钟、两分钟就可以。
For those who have not yet realized the nature of mind, then during this time, they let go of all thought activity and just rest in this state for 1 or 2 minutes.
好，这以上啊，这以上就叫做禅修的准备工作，我们每一次啊，不无论是修什么样的禅定啊，这一上的都需要，只要是一个佛教的禅修啊，这一上都需要的。
So these three points that we've just covered here are what we refer to as the preliminary preparation for meditation, and these three steps should be completed before engaging in any kind or any style of Buddhist meditation.
好，这一上啊完了以后呢，然后我们就开始进入啊主题的这个禅修。
So after we've completed these three steps, then we move on to the core part of the meditation.
好，这个时候呢，我们要静下心来啊，想一想啊，我现在开始打坐了啊，那么我打坐的这个目的到底是什么啊？我想啊得到什么啊？我的目标是什么？这个时候要自我观察一下啊。那这个时候呢，目标可能是有各种各样的目标，但这个时候就是我们把调整啊自己的心态啊，就是要发菩提心。
So when we begin to meditate, first we need to settle our minds and think about what our purpose is in doing this meditation, what it is that we hope to obtain. There are many different purposes for which we might do meditation. So at this point, we need to make an adjustment to our attitude by making an aspiration of bodhicitta.
然后我们要成为一个真正的大乘佛教徒啊，大乘修行人，那就必须要有菩提心。
If we wish to be or become genuine Mahayana practitioners, then it's essential that we have bodhicitta.
菩提心我们啊以前讲过很多次了，先简单的说啊，我要让天下所有的众生离苦得乐，我一定要去做这件事啊，首先。就是要有这样子的决心啊，这个是菩提心的一半。
So as we've said many times before, bodhicitta entails us first making the resolve or commitment to free all beings from suffering and assist them to enjoy happiness. So this is the first half of the aspiration of bodhicitta.
啊，另外的一半是什么呢？啊，那我要让所有众生离苦得乐，那我怎么能做到这一点呢？啊，我现在什么能力都没有啊，这个时候我们就会发现啊，有一个办法啊，这是什么呢？如果我先能够成佛啊，如果我能成佛的话，那我就可以让所有众生离苦得乐啊。所以我要下定决心啊，我要成佛。
And then we go on to considering how it is that we will go about achieving this. We will then see that we presently don't have the capacity to help all beings be free from suffering and enjoy happiness. But we do realize that there is one way, and that is if we first achieve Buddhahood ourselves. And so therefore, we make the commitment to achieve Buddhahood.
学大乘佛教的啊，一定要有这种决心啊，这个决心是非常非常的重要。我们在这个菩提心上面啊，需要花多长时间啊，需要花多少的精力啊，都是值得，都是值得。所以，我们如果还没有菩提心的时候呢，我们修了任何法啊，都没有太大的意义啊。所以，菩提心是非常的关键。
As Mahayana practitioners, it's extremely important that we have this commitment, that we have this determination. Regardless how much time or energy we invest in cultivating bodhicitta, it's worthwhile, it's worth it. This is essential.
然后我们没有这样子的发心啊，没有这样子的这个目标。没有一个这样子的目标，然后偶尔我们有空的时候念念咒啊，打打坐啊，这其实这个没有什么太大的意义。
If we lack this aspiration, if we lack this purpose, and just sometimes meditate or sometimes recite some prayers, then this really doesn't have much meaning.
啊，学大乘佛教啊，必须要有一个这样子的总的目标啊，必须要有一个这样子的长远的计划。
So as practitioners of the Mahayana teachings, it's important that we do have this ultimate goal, that we have this long-term plan.
啊，我们一定要想一切办法啊，发这样子的心。
And so we need to do all that we can, in order to be able to generate this aspiration.
从另外一个角度来讲的话，其实这个也不是很难。为什么呢？我们说我要去啊，让一切众生离苦得乐啊。从目前的情况看，这个很难，也不太可能啊。但是这个并不是说我现在就要去啊，这个啊，让一切众生离苦得乐呀。这是一个最终的目标啊。我们这个有过程，一步一步去完成就可以的。
On the one hand, though, we can say that this isn't so difficult. Even we talk about wishing to help all beings to avoid suffering and to enjoy happiness. But when we make this aspiration, this doesn't entail that we do this right away, that we manifest it immediately. This rather is our ultimate goal. It entails a process and one that we need to progress along step by step.
比如说我们每一天啊做功课，做功课的时候我们把这个功德啊分享回向啊回向一切众生，那这也是啊利益众生的一部分，这也是利益众生一部分，这也是啊让一切众生离苦得乐的一部分的这个工作啊，所以我们目前只能做到这一点也是可以了，这也就是说已经有实际的行动啊，所以如果我们有这个发心的话，其实这是可以一步一步完成，不难的啊，没有那么难。
When we do our daily practice, chanting liturgies and so forth, we dedicate our merit at the end to all beings. So this, in fact, is part of generating or developing bodhicitta, dedicating our merit for all beings so that they achieve happiness and avoid suffering. If for the time being this is all that we can do, then that's okay. It is a concrete act towardsachieving bodhicitta, and if we proceed like this step by step, then we will eventually achieve it. It won't be difficult.
现在我们啊，很多地方的佛教徒啊，我们见面的时候、讨论的时候，经常都听得到，比如说怎么样发菩提心呢？自己有没有菩提心呢？等等啊，这些方面就听得比较多，这是一个非常好的事情。
On the one hand, among Buddhists everywhere, there is a lot of talk about how one goes about generating bodhicitta, whether or not one has yet generated bodhicitta. And on the one hand, this talk is very good.
然后利益众生啊，让一切众生离苦得乐，这个就是并不是说有一天啊，突然间让天下所有众生离苦得乐，这个佛到现在都还没有完成啊，我们更不可能的。但是我们有一个这样子的决心啊，然后呢，就是为了实现啊我们的这种想法，然后呢，每一天就是包括啊功德的回向啊这么简单的事情。啊，都可以就这么去做，只要有一点点这方面的这个，付出啊，实际的心动，这样子就算是已经发菩提心，这样子的话也不难。
But in terms of benefiting other beings and assisting them to be free from suffering, it's not said that this is something that needs to be achieved in one day. Even the Buddha hasn't finished this work himself. So what we need to do is make these aims our primary goal. But this is a goal that we manifest step by step. So if for the time being our bodhicitta involves dedicating our merit to other beings, then this is fine for the time being. So long as we are making some kind of investment, some kind of concrete act, then slowly we will be able to generate bodhicitta.
我们每一个人都是一样，就是来到这个世界的时候，我们都是零啊，从零开始学习。啊，从零开始，这个积累这些这个财富啊，然后呢，奋斗了一辈子，然后最后的时候呢，我们又变成啊，早期一模一样，我们最后又变成零啊，归零，然后从零啊，又到下一个啊，下一个这个生命的旅程。然后从这个生命的旅程，由从零开始奋斗了很长时间，然后在一个短暂的时间当中呢，他有学习了，有这个累积了财富了，有很多很多啊，名啊利啊什么都有了，然后最后的时候又归零啊，每一次都这样子归零啊，最后走的时候没有任何一个属于自己的啊，可以带走的啊，没有这样子。 每一次都是这样，我们从物事以来到这个轮回当中啊，一直都在流转，但是整体来讲每一次的情况都是这样子。
So when we begin, when we come into this life, we start off from point zero. We start off with nothing, and then we work, we study, and we gradually accumulate things. We accumulate wealth, we accumulate fame or various other things. And then at the end of our life, we return back to zero again. And then when we, at the beginning of our next life, once again from zero, from a point of nothing, we work back up again, accumulating all kinds of wealth and other things. This is the cycle that we have been in constantly spinning in samsara in this way. Each time, at the end of each lifetime, we return to zero with nothing that really belongs to ourselves and nothing that we can take with us into our future lifetimes.
从这样子砍的话，这个稍微要远一点砍的话，我们才能够看得见，这一次的这个生命的意义和生命的价值，应该过一个什么样的人生这一次我们应该选择什么样的路这样子我们就比较想得清楚。
It's only by approaching our lives from a distance like this that we're able to really make a judgment about the meaning and the value of our lives. So we should all consider what kind of life do we wish to live in this life? What kind of path do we wish to follow?
有些时候我们稍微远一点的地方看这个人生看这个我们的整个的这个生命的过程这样子看得比较清楚。比如说我们离地球稍微比较远一点的地方看，才能够看到它就是一个球星的天体。
Sometimes it's only by viewing our own lives or life in general from a distance that we're able to perceive it clearly. It's just like when we view the earth. It's only by viewing the earth from a distance that we can see that its shape is spherical.
如果我们不懂得推得稍微远一点再去看这样子的话，那就永远都没有办法知道这个人生最有意义的是什么。比如说我们人永远都站在这个地球上生活最终一辈子都不知道地球到底它是长什么样子。
If, however, we don't draw this distance, then we can never really discover what this life of ours is like, what its meaning is. It's just like if we always stood in the earth, if we were always standing on the earth, then we would never be able to appreciate what the shape of the earth was.
每一次这样子归零，把所有学到的知识归零，把所有累积的这个财富归零，名声归零，所有东西最后归零的主要的原因就是因为我们没有像菩提心像这个真悟的智慧像没有这些东西，我们拥有的这些全是这些世俗的名利这些。那么世俗的名和利呢，那他每一次我们走的时候就是要归零，这就是他自己的自然的规律。
The reason that we, when we end our lives, that we always return to zero in terms of the knowledge we've accumulated, the wealth, the reputation, in fact, all of these things that we accumulate, the reason that we always return to zero at the end of a lifetime, that we go back to nothing, is that we have not cultivated bodhicitta and we have not generated the wisdom of awakening. By focusing only onThe accumulation of worldly things, it is the natural law of these things to return to zero at the end of a lifetime.
这样子我们想全面的了解，全面的了解一下我们的生命的过程，然后呢，这一生读过一个什么样的人生和生活，然后我们下一次会有什么样的结果这些都全部的全面的了解一下。 然后这样子以后呢，我们才容易啊有这个菩提心啊，比较容易有菩提心。
So it's important that, to begin with, we arrive at a relatively complete or thorough understanding of, what this life is, how we wish to live it and what the result, will be. It's important that we gain an understanding of these things, beforehand or to begin with, and by doing so, it will be, more easy for us to cultivate bodhicitta.
然后这个菩提心啊，还有就是真悟的智慧啊，这些呢，我们走的时候啊，他们不会归零，我们完全可以带到啊下一次。
But bodhicitta and the wisdom of awakening, these are things that don't return to zero. They don't become nothing at the end of a lifetime. These are things that we can take with us into the future.
可以带到下一世啊，所以呢，为了这些的付出才是真正有意义的。
Because we can take these things with us into our future lives, therefore, expending energy on cultivating these things is worthwhile.
好，这样子我们发了菩提心了，发菩提心以后呢，然后就开始真实的打坐。
So after we've made an aspiration.Of bodhicitta, then we move on to the core part of our meditation practice.
然后打坐的时候，我们今天的这个打坐就是观修啊，观修就是观照我们自己的心啊，就是观察啊我们自己的心，或者关注我们自己的心。
So the kind of, meditation that we're practicing today is, we're observing the mind. This is a meditation of observing our mind.
然后我们讲的心是什么啊，第一个啊，不是指的是大脑。
And when we say the mind, we are not referring to the brain.
啊，第二啊，也不是我们的心脏。
Nor are we referring to our heart.
那是什么呢？就是我们的意识啊，人的意识。
With mind, what we mean is our consciousness.
人的意识在佛教里面分很多不同的层次。
In Buddhism, the human consciousness is divided into many different levels.
他们的宗称啊，宗称就叫心啊。
But the composite of all these levels together, we refer to as the mind.
好，那我们现在观心的时候啊，平时我们是用我们这个心啊，这个意识来做什么呢？就是平时都是往外啊观察、分析、判断我们的所有的这个价值观、人生观啊、世界观，都是以我们的这个意识。啊，建立起来的，所以我们的意识呢，啊，我们从生下来到现在，一直都在往外面去啊，分析、研究、判断、感受啊，这样子的。
So our in terms of our mind is that.Which usually we orient externally, which is always oriented externally, and is that which analyzes, which observes, which evaluates, which experiences things. Our mind is responsible for our worldview, our life outlook, our value system. From the time we were born right up until now, our mind has always been oriented externally in perceiving and experiencing things in the, external world.
好，现在啊，我们把这个心啊转过来啊，转过来不是往外看啊，转过来就是让它往里看，往里啊，里是什么呢？那就是他自己啊，就是以前往外看，外是什么呢？除了意识它本身以外的东西啊，叫做往外看。那现在就是让它往里看啊，往里看。离啊，就是他本身他自己啊，意思就是说，让他自己去看看自己。
So what we need to do now is to reorient our mind, to turn it inwards. And so when we say to turn it inwards, what we mean here is to have the mind observe itself. When we talk about the mind being externally oriented, then external here means oriented on objects other than itself. So when we orient the mind inwardly, the mind, we are using the mind is observing itself.
然后啊，让他到往里去看啊，这样子以后呢，然后他就去，他会发现什么呢？他最后啊会发现啊，很容易的发现我们的所有的痛苦啊、快乐等等这些所有的这些情绪啊，情绪基本上跟外面的东西是没有太大的关系啊，都是从我们自己的内心当中产生的。
And when we orient our mind inwards to observe itself, it will very easily discover that all of our suffering and happiness, our different moods and emotions, in fact, have no great connection to things in the external world. In fact, all of these, moods and emotions emerge from the mind itself.
然后他会发现啊，我们的这个意识，我们的这个幸福、快乐、痛苦、烦恼等等这些所有的这些情绪啊，就像空中的一朵云一样，比如说云啊，它就在这个空中产生啊，它并不是说从某一个地方到这里啊，它就在空中产生。然后呢，空中产生了以后呢，啊，它也很快就在这个空中消失啊，并不是我们看到的这些云啊，并不是它从某一个地方来，然后又去某一个地方。而是就在这个空中产生，然后就在这个空中消失。
And, when the mind orients itself inwards, it will discover that all of these, emotions and, emotions and moods, happiness, unhappiness, suffering, etc., are just like a cloud, just like clouds that emerge in the sky. So clouds, they emerge, they form naturally in, space. They don't necessarily come from somewhere, originate from somewhere, and then go somewhere else. Clouds arise, they emerge, and then they disappear or they dissolve. So they're not coming from a particular place and going to another place. And, so too is it with these various thoughts and emotions in our minds.
然后我们同时也发现啊，我们的心每一个念头就像打雷的时候的上电啊一样，瞬间啊产生，然后就瞬间啊就消失，就是一个非常非常的变化无常啊，非常快的一个变化无常的啊这样子的东西。
And we will also discover that every single thought we have is just like a bolt of lightning. So, lightning strikes in the moment and then it disappears in just a moment. A very, brief instant it arises and then it disappears. So this is a very, very rapid, impermanent.
然后同时也发现它就像个空中的彩虹一样。啊，看起来就是有颜色、有形状的一个这样子的物质啊，但是靠近的时候呢，其实这里没有这样子的东西。
And we'll also discover that our thoughts are just like a rainbow. From a distance, a rainbow appears to have a shape, it appears to have colors, but when we get close to it, we discover that none of these, in fact, exist.
然后有些时候呢，我们会发现我们的心啊，就像虚空一样，蓝天一样，啊，可以看啊，但是呢，没有任何可以看到的东西啊，没有任何可以抓住的东西，就像虚空啊一般的。
And then on, then we also might discover that our mind is just like a just emptiness, like the empty, like the a clear.Sky. There is nothing to observe. There is nothing to grasp. It's completely empty.
然后最后我们会发现啊，总结了以后呢，我们把这些东西都总结一下，总结以后的我们的结论是什么呢？结论啊，就是我们的所有的这个啊情绪啊，痛苦、快乐啊，开心、不开心，所有的情绪啊，实际上就是一个我自己的意识的变化啊，我的内心的变化，意识的变化。
And the conclusion that we will derive from these observations is that all of our emotions, all of our happiness, our suffering, and so forth, indeed all of our emotions are just changes in our mind.
这样子发现了以后呢，然后啊，我们就非常容易的啊，控制我们的所有的情绪。
And when we discover this, then it becomes extremely easy to control our moods and emotions.
然后再也不会啊，以我们的情绪啊左右。
And from this point onwards, won't be affected or pushed around by our moods.
啊，现在就是我们是被我们的情绪啊控制了，然后呢？到时候我们明白了这些道理以后呢，我们可以把情绪控制。
At present, we are controlled by emotion, our own emotions. But when we understand this to be the way things are, then we will be able to control our emotions ourselves.
好，这一段我们讲的是什么呢？我们为什么要关心的这个原因，或者它的结果？
So what we have been discussing here is the reason why we should observe our minds. We've also spoken about the result, what will result from observing our minds.
好，现在我们要给大家介绍一下非常具体的一个关心的方法啊，请大家注意。
What I would like to share with everyone now is a very concrete technique that we can use for observing our minds. Everybody, please pay attention.
好，我们现在大家这个做好这个禅修的姿势。
So everybody, please adopt the meditation postures.
啊，做好禅修的，除了这个盘腿啊以外，啊，这个做好这个禅修的，我们刚刚讲过的这个姿势。
That is, except for sitting cross-legged, adopt all of the other postures that we mentioned, for meditating.
然后呢，我们先静下心大家放轻松。
So the first thing to do is to relax our minds. Everyone, please just relax your mind.
对，大家不要紧张。
No need to feel anxious or nervous.
也紧张了以后呢，我们的内心，我们的心就又进入另外一个状态，不是看到的不是他自己。
If we're nervous, then what we find in our mind is a different state.
好，现在我们把这个我们的意识平时就是往外一直都往外去寻找探索分析的这个东西转过来让它看自己往里面看，我们现在开始关注我们的心。
So what we are going to start by doing is taking our minds, that is, that which is usually externally oriented, usually oriented to exploring, analyzing, and evaluating the external world. And now we're going to take it and turn it inwardly, to observe itself.
好，这个我们今天不是讲大圆满，也不是讲大收音而是给大家讲一个比较好的一个关心的方法。
So what Kemble is teaching today is not Dzogchen meditation, neither is it Mahamudra meditation. It's just an effective method for observing the mind.
那这个既不是大圆满、大收音，那是属于什么呢？这个就我们可以说，这是从密法的修心当中延伸出来的一个这样子的方法。
So this method, which is not Dzogchen and neither Mahamudra, we can say that what it is a method that has been lifted from the Vajrayana teachings.
我们啊，现在我们开始关注我们的这个自己的行啊，这样子的时候，我们会发现两个状态。
So when we turn our minds inwardly to observe our minds, we will discover two situations or two things.
那其中一个呢啊，我们把它转过去一看的时候呢，原来我们的内心当中是啊。各种各样的杂念，有很多很多的杂念，不断的在啊，不断的啊产生。
And one of them is the continual arising of distracting thoughts.
啊，如果我们发现啊，有无数的杂念不断的在这个发生的话。啊，单身啊，这样子的话，那它也是一种我们的心的一种这个现象。它现在还不是一个它的本质，但是呢，它也是一种它的现象。
So if when we look inwards, we discover our minds giving rise to countless continuous thoughts, then this is manifestation of our mind. It is a phenomenon of our mind. It's not the mind's basic nature. Nevertheless, this is a condition of the mind.
好，另外一个呢，啊，我们当我们的心转过去一看的时候，啊，没有任何的这个念头啊，没有任何杂念，就像我们刚才讲的，我们看这个虚空的时候啊，可以说人们啊都会说我在看这个虚空，其实他什么也没有看到一样。我们啊往里转过去一看的时候，这心啊就是在一个非常平静的状态当中，它一直在一个非常平静的状态当中，没有任何的这个。变化啊，没有任何的这个啊念头，就一个非常平静的状态啊。那这是我们的内心的另外一个状态。
So the other potential situation or state that we might find our minds in is one of stillness, one of no thought activity whatsoever. So when we bring our minds back to look at themselves, then it's like looking at emptiness. People say something that is emptiness. They say they're looking at emptiness, but in actual fact, there's not anything there to see. So this is a very still state, a state of no thought activity.
我们只要我们啊关注我们的内心，去关照啊，去观察的时候呢，除了这两个状态以外，就不会有其他的。
So when we observe our mind, we will not discover any state other than these two states.
要不啊，就是各种各样的杂念不断的产生啊，满天杂念满天飞啊，要不它就是如如不动，非常的平静。除了这两个状态以外，都不会有第三者。
So aside from a state of thought activity where thoughts are arising everywhere, the other potential state is one of stillness where there is no thought activity whatsoever. So aside from these two states, there is no other. There's no third state. These are the two states.
好，这两个状态啊，哪一个都没关系啊，我们发现了以后呢都没关系，这两个都是一样的。
And it doesn't matter what state we find our mind in out of these two states. It doesn't matter. They're both potential states of mind.
关键的问题啊，就是要知道，比如说我现在有不断的这个杂念啊，那我现在非常清楚地感受到我的内心当中不断的杂念啊，在产生啊，这个要感受到。如果 另外一个状态的话，比如说一点的杂念都没有，一个非常平静的状态的话，那我也就是要知道啊，感觉到它就是像虚空一样如如不动，非常平静的状态啊，这样子知道就可以了。
The most important thing is that we are aware, that we are aware of the state that our mind is in and experience that state. So if our mind is in a state of great thought activity, then it's important that we are aware of that and that we experience this state. If the state of our mind is one of extreme stillness, of no thoughts whatsoever, it is equally important that we are aware of this, that we understand this and that we experience it.
好，这就像啊，我们人比如说坐在一座高山上啊，高山上，然后呢，我们的前面啊，就是一片虚空，然后我们坐在这个山上啊，然后就往前面看。啊，往前面看看这个天气的变化啊，一会儿啊，这个天空啊，就是万里无云啊，非常非常的漂亮，蓝天啊，然后一会儿呢，又就出来更多的云，但是这些云呢，又在空中消失啊，然后一会儿呢，又天气大的变化啊，然后呢，这个就乌云弥漫啊。就是这样子，我们在看这个天气的变化一样，我们现在就是看我们内在的这个天气的变化。
So this is just like sitting on top of a mountain and looking out at the great expanse of sky in front of oneself and watching the weather changes that take place. So sitting on the mountain, we can watch the weather change from a state of no cloud whatsoever, no cloud for 10,000 miles, just a perfect blue sky.To a state where clouds begin to gather until finally there is great cloud activity. The sky is completely obscured by clouds. So in just the same way as watching the weather change when sitting on a mountain, with this meditation, we orient our mind inwards and observe our inner climate change.
好，这个时候我们不需要做任何的调整。不需要做任何的调整，只要看到，如果是它在变化啊，那就感受它的变化，看，体会它的变化啊。如果它是一个平静的状态，那就是感受到它的平静的状态啊。那这样子，比如说啊，这个整个过程啊，都需要我们今天上午讲的这些方法啊，这个地方都需要的。那现在我们要看的、要关注的目标是我们自己的心啊。那目标啊，它在变化当中，那么这个变化无常的可以作为我们的目标。如果它如如不动，那如如不动的这个啊，可以作为我们的这个啊目标，就去看着它啊。就可以，这就是一种修法啊！就看着它，我们比如说坐在这个高山上啊，我们没有去改变任何的这个气候的变化，我只是看而已啊，只是看这个气候的变化而已，没有去参与，没有去变啊，没有去改变。同样，我现在内在的这个气候的变化啊。也一样啊，我就是一个旁观者啊，旁观者，我在看，看它怎么变啊，看它有些时候怎么有非常的平静啊，就把这个过程啊看得很清楚啊，这样子可以，这个时候就不需要去改变它。
So while we are observing the changes that take place in our mind, it's important to note that we are not seeking to make any adjustments. We're not seeking to make any interventions. All we are doing is observing what is taking place. So if we discover the mind in a state of quietness, in a state of stillness, our role is simply to observe, to experience this quietness. What we are doing is just observing or watching the mind. In terms of the purpose of our meditation, we could say that the purpose of the meditation is to observe the changing and impermanent nature of the mind. So it's just like when we are sitting on the mountain watching the weather change, all we're doing is observing the weather's transformation. We're not seeking to change it or intervene in it. So it's exactly the same with this meditation. All we are doing is observing the process of change in our mind.
好，这个方法啊，非常的简单了啊，非常的简单，就像我们坐在某一个地方去看外面的东西一样。现在我们就人静下来，然后再看我自己的内在的变化，精神的变化啊。看，当然不是用眼睛看，实际上就是他自己在体会啊，他自己在体会。这个我们上午已经讲过了，他就有这种自知之明的功能，所以他的变化啊，所有的变化他自己是非常清楚的啊。那么现在我们要让他去感受一下他自己的变化。
So this method is extremely simple. It's just like when we are observing changes that take place in the external world. In this case, though, we are bringing our mind to rest and we are observing the inner changes that take place in the mind. Of course, we're not observing these changes with our eyes. It's a case of the mind experiencing itself, the mind observing itself. So as we mentioned this morning, the mind has the capacity to be aware of its state. And so therefore, the mind has the capacity to be very clear about the changes that take place within itself.
好，现在我们开始打坐了，开始打坐十分钟的时间，十分钟的时间。其实这个十分钟的时间就不一定有什么效果，但是我们只是感受一下而已啊。以后的话，我们大家就用这种方式啊，只要有空的时候打坐啊，看自己的内心的这个变化啊。这样子以后呢，我们这个当中会发现一些问题啊，发现一些事情，这个我们等一下可以讲。我们现在就是开始打坐。
So we are going to meditate now for 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. You might not really see any result, but we're going to at least gain some experience of this meditation now by turning our minds inward and observing the changes that take place. So we might, when we do this, discover some interesting things. We can talk about them in a minute, but right now we are going to begin with this meditation for 10 minutes.
好，刚才已经讲过了，再重复一遍啊！如果我们发现我的心里有很多的杂念啊，那没关系，就看杂念啊就可以了，不是一定要静下来。
So I'd like to repeat again that during this meditation, when we observe the mind, if we discover that there is a lot of activity, there's a lot of movement in the mind in terms of thought activity, that's okay. All we need to do is observe this activity. The goal is not to bring the mind into a state of calmness.
对，第一个杂念出来的时候啊，注意一下它怎么出来的啊，然后呢，它怎么有消失的。
So when a thought arises, simply observe where the thought arose from and how it disappears.
比如说我们一个人在一个空房间打坐。
So if a room were, if a person were meditating in an empty room,
那个时候呢，那个房间的角落里面呢就出来了一只老鼠。
And let's say a small mouse emerged from the corner of the room.
然后它一出来的时候，它头伸出来的时候，我都发现了。
And the very moment that the mouse's head emerged, let's say that we saw it.
但这个时候我什么也没有说，让它自己出来。
But we didn't say anything. We just let the mouse emerge from the hole.
然后它出来了以后呢，然后再看它去哪里。
And after the mouse emerges, we then watch where the mouse goes to.
它在这个空房间里面到底去干什么？
We just watch what the mouse is doing in this empty room.
然后它最后又去哪里？
And finally where the mouse goes to.
啊，就是这样子，这个我们的这个念头啊，它就好比是一只老鼠。
So it's just like this. We can liken our thoughts to this mouse.
然后当它冒出来的时候就看到了它要出来了。
And when our thought first emerges, we observe where it comes from.
然后出来了以后呢，也没有人理他，也没有人要控制他，也没有人要要求他做什么，他自己转了一圈然后呢，他自己又会消失。
And when the thought emerges, there's no need to do anything to the thought. Just let it emerge, do a circuit, and then let it disappear again.
但是老鼠它肯定是这个房子的角落某一个地方可能有老鼠洞从洞里出来最后它又钻到这个洞里面那我们的念头它开始从哪里出来然后呢它最后又进入什么它又回到什么地方
As for a mouse, it's no doubt the case that in the corner of the room there is a hole and that the mouse emerges from this hole and that when it disappears it returns to this hole. However, as for our thoughts, where do they emerge from? And when they disappear, where do they return to?
这个不要问我们的师兄也不要问上师，自己去感受。
So this is in this question. Don't ask your Dharma friends. Don't ask your Dharma teachers. This is something that you need to observe yourself.
等一下，我们又说我有个问题，到底这个念头去哪里呢？
Don't everybody in a minute start to ask, "Oh, where did my thoughts go to?"
就是要答案自己去找。
The answer to this question, everyone needs to find for themselves.
好，这个叫做观照内心的方法。
And this is a method for observing the mind.
好，现在我们把这个身体姿势做好，十分钟现在开始了。
So we've all sitting in the right position. Our 10 minutes is beginning now.
好，请大家静下来，把意识转到里面。
So everybody, please sit quietly and turn your minds inwardly.
好，我们现在开始。
And we'll begin now.
好，十分钟了。
So that's about 10 minutes.
好了，十分钟了。好，这个我们的方法呢就是这样子啊。啊，这个是平时要这样子打坐。那这个打坐的过程当中呢，有些时候有可能我们在这个当中啊，这个当中就发现我们的心的本心啊，本心就是空心。这个也有可能，我们虽然今天讲的啊，只不过就是一种新的这个观察的方法，嗯。但是观察了以后，这个得到的结果是什么呢？啊，也可以有不同的结果啊。也许我们发现一切都是我们自己的内心创造出来的，我们的喜怒悲哀，所有这些啊，都是我们自己的内心啊创造的啊。这是一个。另外一个呢，我们也会发现我们的心啊是空性啊，跟外界的虚空是一样啊，这个也有可能感觉到。
So it's possible that in the course of this meditation, this observation of the mind, that one could discover the fundamental nature of mind, that is the empty nature of mind. So even though this method that we have just learned is just a method for observing the mind, there are different possible results that might come from practicing this method. So one particular result is that we might discover that everything is generated by the mind. The other result is that we might discover the mind in its basic nature to be empty.
如果我们啊，这个发现了心的本性啊，也就是用佛教的话讲，就是证悟了这个心的本性，也就是我们把我们的，我们揭开了啊，我们的这个内心的这个奥秘秘密啊，这样子的话，那么就是所有的烦恼啊，所有的烦恼。不仅仅是我们日常生活当中的压力、焦虑啊，就是所有的这些烦恼啊，都从这个源头上啊就铲除了。
If we do discover the basic nature of our mind, that is what we call in Buddhism realizing the basic nature of mind. If we unlock this secret, then all of our afflictions can be eliminated. Not just our normal everyday afflictions in everyday life, but all afflictions can be eliminated at the root.
好，接下来我们简单的说一下我们在禅定的过程当中遇到的一些问题解决的方法。
I'd like to go on now to talk about how we can go about addressing problems that crop up in the course of meditation.
啊，比如说有些时候呢，我们一静下来的时候就有特别多的杂念啊，根本就无法静下来。
For example, the first problem, as soon as we sit down to meditate, we find that we have so many distracting thoughts that it's just not possible to meditate.
啊，那这个在佛教里面就叫做掉聚啊，掉聚就是我们的心散乱根本就没有办法收拾啊，这种状态叫做掉聚。
State in Buddhism is referred to as one of excited diffusion. Our mind is so messy and diffuse that we aren't able to tidy it.
然后我们每一次打坐的时候啊，每一次打坐的时候都是这样子，根本就没办法静下来的话，那这个跟我们的身体啊，也许有关系。所以呢，啊，通过中医、藏医这样子的这个药。来稍微调整一下也会有帮助。
It's possible that if we find our mind in this agitated state every time we go to meditate and we're not able to settle it down, it is possible that this might be due to some kind of physical issue, in which case, making adjustments through Chinese medicine or Tibetan Buddhist medicine could be effective.
啊，平时就是有一些杂念啊，这个是我们上午讲过了，是正常的。
of course, having some amount of distracting thoughts or discursive thought activity is normal. That's, we've already mentioned that this morning.
然后呢，我们昨前几天我们讲过一个看这个佛像的这个心简的一个这样子的禅修。如果是修看佛像的这个方法的话，那如果我们特别多的杂念的时候，我们就不要看佛的心简啊，看佛的这个宝座莲花座啊，或者是看佛的手啊，这个脚趾头啊，看脚趾头。或者是看莲花座跟佛的这个衣服的这个界限啊，就看这地方啊，就会心啊，就会逐渐的会这个杂念会下降。
And if we find ourselves in a situation where our distracting thoughts are very abundant, then we can practice the meditation that we taught on last night. This is one where we focus our attention on the point at the Buddha's heart. If our distracting thought activity is excessive, however, we shouldn't focus our attention on the Buddha's heart. We can move our intention instead to look at another part of the Buddha figure. So, for example, we can focus our attention on the Buddha's lotus throne, or on his hand, or on his toes, his toenails. We can also focus our attention on the boundary between the Buddha's robes and the throne. These are all places that we can focus our attention that can help us to gradually reduce our discursive thoughts.
如果在室内打坐的话，那就室内的这个灯光要调暗一点。
And if we're meditating inside, then we can adjust the light to make it more dim.
然后空调开得小一点，就是室内的温度要稍微高一点这些都跟人的这个意识有关系。
And we can turn the air conditioning down, so increase the temperature of the room. All of these adjustments are connected to our mind.
我们人的视线看高地方、看低地方，或者人的视线，还有这个环境的这个光还有就是这个温度这些跟人的心的平静或者不平静都有关系。
So all of these issues, the temperature, light, and other elements in our immediate environment have a connection to our minds and the state of our meditation.
或者是多加一些衣服也可以的。
Another approach is to put on more clothes.
然后如果有这个选择的话稍微暗一点的地方比如说楼层稍微低，比如说像地下室这样子的地方去打坐。
And if conditions permit, you can move to a slightly lower space to meditate. So if you've got a home with a basement level, you can go downstairs to meditate.
这是我们经常遇到的一个问题。
So this is a very commonly encountered problem.
另外一个我们经常遇到的问题呢，今天上午也闻到了打坐的时候就开始这个昏沉昏沉的意思呢，就是快要睡快要睡着了，但是也没有完全睡着但是呢，就是昏昏沉沉的意识非常的模糊然后呢，什么观想、什么思维都没有办法就是这样子的迷迷糊糊的状态，就叫做昏沉。
So aside from this state of agitation, the other state that we commonly encounter, and it was raised by someone this morning, was the state of torpor or drowsiness. So this is a state where we feel like falling asleep, but we're not actually asleep. Our minds are very blurry. They can't concentrate on anything. They can't think about anything.
这个时候我们如果看佛像的话就是不要往低的地方看，就往高的地方看佛的两个眉毛之间眉间看眉间，或者是看头顶。
So if we are if we are meditating on a Buddha figure, then in this case we should raise the focus of our gaze to a slightly higher place. So we can focus on the point between the Buddha's eyebrows, or we can focus on the top of the Buddha's head.
然后啊，这个室内的灯光要调高一点啊，或者是把门窗窗帘拉开。
We can also turn up the lights or open the curtains to allow light in.
然后啊，这个室内的这个温度要调低一点啊，空调搞开高一点，稍微凉快一点。
And in terms of the indoor temperature, we need to make it cooler so we can turn up the air conditioning.
然后用凉水啊，用凉水洗洗脸。这个也有帮助。
And wash our face with cold water. This is also something that is helpful.
然后如果有这个选择的话，就是稍微高一点的地方去打坐。
And if we have the choice, we can move to a slightly higher place to meditate.
然后衣服不要穿很厚。
And we shouldn't wear clothes that are too thick.
好，这些都有帮助啊。如果这些采取了这些所有的措施啊，还是不行的话，那就必须要停止啊，停止打坐，暂时不要打坐。这个时候呢，不能勉强啊，不能强制性的打坐。
So all of these things are helpful. However, if we do them all and we don't see any result whatsoever, then for the time being, we should take a break. We should stop meditating. We shouldn't force ourselves to continue to meditate.
如果昏沉的时候也好，散乱的时候也好，只要我们用强制性的这种手段去打坐的话，然后我们的内心就立即就开始叛逆。
If whether we are drowsy or whether we are distracted, if we use forceful methods to compel our minds to meditate, then our minds will immediately resist. They will become rebellious.
一旦叛逆了然后就我们很难修出这个禅定根本就不愿意修禅定。比如说，我们看到，当我们看到禅修的这个地方的时候，心就开始犯连这个门都不愿意进最后就变成这样子。
As soon as our minds become resistant, then it becomes impossible to bring them into a state of meditative concentration. When our minds become resistant and rebellious, even if they see, when we enter into the space that we meditate, as soon as they see the space, they will feel resistant. They won't even be willing to enter through the door of the space that we meditate in.
所以有这种这个有就实在是这个没有效果的时候呢，然后呢先停下来，我们可以做点别的事情，比如说磕头啊、吃粥啊、看书啊做任何别的都可以。
So if for the time being we're not seeing any result, then we should stop, take a break, and do something else for a while, whether that be doing prostrations or recitations or reading.
好，这是第二。然后第三就是身体的不适应有些时候呢打坐的时候有些人因为打坐了就晚上睡不着其实是打坐打得好的话就完全对调整这个睡眠睡得特别好，但是打坐如果出问题的话就是睡不着还有就是头特别的胀头特别的疼等等就会有些人就会出现一些这个打坐的时候的一些，还有一些呢比较严重的呢，就看到一些就是乱七八糟东西就是眼睛就是错觉，出现一些错觉。
The third problem that is sometimes encountered is one when one's body is not accustomed to meditating and therefore Meditation causes issues like not being able to sleep well at night. In actual fact, if we do meditate well, then meditation has the capacity to regulate our sleep and enable us to sleep well. However, sometimes it is the case to begin with that it disrupts sleep. Other problems include getting headaches. Some people have more serious issues such as experiencing hallucinations and things like this.
如果出现这样子的问题的话，要这个打坐，要停下来啊，停下来休息几天，等这些症状消失了以后呢，然后就再恢复打坐。
And if problems such as these arise, it's important to stop meditating, to take a break for a few days, and wait until the symptoms subside, and then you can start again.
那恢复的时候呢，首先大15分钟左右看有没有问题，然后没有问题了，然后呢20分钟30分钟，然后就恢复正常。
So when we are beginning to meditate again after a period, after a break, then we can first start off with a period of 15 minutes, and if there's no problem there, then we can gradually extend the length of time to 20 and 30 minutes and gradually work up to the normal period of time.
这三个三乱混沉身体的不适应这三个是我们打坐的时候的常见的几个问题。
So these three issues, firstly, agitation and distraction, second, drowsiness, and three, being physically unaccustomed, these are three typical problems that we encounter in meditation practice.
也是非常容易解决的几个问题，自己就可以解决。
And each of these three problems are very easily resolved. In fact, these are all issues that we can resolve ourselves.
其余的我们一般的这个机智的修法呀，空性的修法呀，那这些修法呢，都不会出现其他的什么很没应该一般是没有什么危险的但是如果是有什么个别的情况的话。那就可能需要这个有需要这个解决的针对性的方法，但是一般不会有什么的。
So aside from these three issues, shamatha meditation and emptiness meditation, these styles of meditation don't carry any other dangers. If other issues do arise, they should be resolved. However, generally speaking, there are no other dangers associated with these kinds of meditation.
然后密法的这个七脉明点的这些修法是没有正确的引导的话是不能修的。
The practice meditation on winds, drops and channels in the Vajrayana teachings, if one doesn't have proper guidance, then one shouldn't practice this.
就像我们地球上的这些河流如果这个河道盖过去盖过来的话对地球的环境有影响。同样的我们的人体的这个七脉命电它也有一种自然的规律如果是随便去改变这样子的话身体会出现状况。
It's just like the rivers in the world, they have their particular course. If we interrupt or if we divert the river flows, then this has a negative impact on the environment. And so too it is with our physical bodies. If we practice, if we meditate on winds, drops, and channels in a way that is inappropriate, then these also have impacts on our physical body.
如果我们有金刚上师这样子的引导的话，那就不需要担心他们全部都考虑得非常周到的。如果有什么问题，也有解决的方法。
If we have a Vajrayana teacher to guide us, then this is okay. They will be able to guide us in our practice and assist us with problems if they should arise.
今天我们的这个 精心禅啊，这个禅修的这个壳啊，就讲到这里。
This is our meditation teaching for today.
然后就是希望大家啊，不要学佛，就不要停留在烧香拜佛的层面上。
And it is Kempo's hope that everyone in their study of Buddhism don't just stay at the level of burning incense and supplicating the Buddha.
也不要停留在到处去观钉，然后到处去参加各种各样的法会这个层面上。
Kempo also hopes that everyone doesn't stay at the level of just going around and receiving a lot of empowerments and attending a lot of Dharma assemblies.
就必须要有自己的修心。
It's necessary that everyone has their own practice.
啊，这个非常的重要。我们如果是在这个佛法的，找到了这个正确的方法的话，啊，哪怕是在这个上面有一点点的付出，啊，一定会有回报的。
This is very important. So long as we have discovered proper methods of practice, then even just a small amount of effort invested in these practices will yield some result.
好了，我们大家最后一起做回向。
So we're going to end now with a dedication together.
啊，今天我们在这个多伦多的这个活动就结束了，也就是我们这一次的北美和加拿大的这个所有的活动也就结束了，然后呢，我们大家就做一个总的这个回向啊，把这个所有的善根都分享给啊天下所有的众生，然后呢，天下所有的众生以我们的这个功德，能让大家啊心服快乐。然后很快就从这个轮回当中获得解脱，啊，这样子，我们大家一起做一个回向啊，这样子发愿，然后就念这个回向文。
So today is the last day of Kempo's teachings in Canada. It's also the final day of his entire teaching trip to the North America. So right now, when we make a dedication of merit, we're going to do an overall comprehensive dedication of merit and share all of the merit that has been generated with all beings while making the aspiration that temporarily they achieve happiness and healthAnd ultimately, liberation from cyclic existence.
So, Nam the Yi Danja Zumbanya Domne Nibe Danam Banje Giganaje Mamu Dubai Tribim Zolin Dua Dura Sho Oma Hom Banzanga Bamasa.Om Ah Om Ban Zengar Mama Sada Hong Om Ah Om Ban Zengar Mama Sada Hong
谢谢大家，扎西德勒。